Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace.
Well, we want to finish up tonight, or today, hopefully, the study on self-control. The third of the attributes that Peter tells us that we are to add to our faith in 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 7. And we have been talking about it rather extensively on previous broadcasts, and I think that we're ready to move on to the next one, but I should never be too certain about that because from time to time my plans get slowed down just a little bit, and I don't really mind that. I hope you don't either. We'll see how far we get today. We may finish this up, and we may have another broadcast before we can finish it up completely. But that's one of the beauties, in my mind, of consecutive Bible teaching on the radio. When I'm in the pulpit, I feel like I need to finish everything that I have prepared for that particular sermon. Maybe I don't have to, but I feel that way. When it comes to radio, it seems easier to just stop when we get to the end of the time and pick it up again at the same point the next day. So that's what we often do. So thank you for joining me on this Friday, October 3rd. And we want to get right into our study of how to acquire self-control. Hopefully by now you are convinced of the need of it if you've been listening to previous broadcasts, but maybe some practical tips on how to develop self-control in your life would be helpful. So thank you for your financial gifts that make it possible for us to teach God's Word on this station. Peter said, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control. How do you develop self-control or self-discipline? Well, first of all, obviously, by recognizing your need for it and accepting your responsibility for developing it. That's step number one, and I've tried to convince you that that's something that you are required to do, that God will hold you responsible for. This is not a nice suggestion. It is a command, an imperative. Add to your faith. Mix in with your faith self-control, along with virtue and knowledge, and then the four things that follow. One Bible commentator said, wrong desires will not be suddenly taken out of us. Desires and wrong appetites must be brought under control by discipline and self-control. End quote. Did you hear that? That was Martin Lloyd-Jones. Wrong desires will not be suddenly taken out of us. Desires and wrong appetites must be brought under control by discipline and self-control. Now, yes, we've all heard testimonies of some new convert who says, I used to do this and the desire was instantly taken from me and I have no desire to do it anymore. That does happen, but that's not the norm. That is exceptional. God can do that. I don't doubt that he does. I certainly don't doubt that he can, and I don't doubt that he does in some instances, on some occasions. But I'm here to tell you, folks, most of us are going to have to wrestle those desires to the mat. They will not be taken from us. If you had a problem with alcohol before you were saved, you are going to have to master that. You're going to have to discipline yourself in that area. If you have a problem with a tobacco addiction, you're going to have to wrestle with that and exercise self-control and discipline and get that thing under control. or other drugs, addictive drugs that you may have been using before you were converted. And likewise with sexual desires, and likewise with food, and likewise with covetousness and material desires, and getting your budget under control, and likewise with your emotions, you're going to have to work at this by God's design. That's what this passage is telling us. Giving all diligence, that sounds like personal responsibility, add to your faith, that's personal responsibility, virtue to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control. Another Bible commentator said we are to control our desires and appetites rather than allow them to dominate us. That's exactly what Peter's telling us here. So how to develop self-control? First of all, by recognizing the need for it, surely you do, and accepting the responsibility for developing it. Hopefully by now, you are accepting that responsibility. A second area that will help you is to take Peter's steps in proper sequence. Faith, virtue, self-control. Or faith, virtue, knowledge, self-control. Faith, of course, is the faith of salvation. I trust that I'm talking to believers. I assume that I am. Most everything I say on the Beacon broadcast is directed to Christians. I'm assuming that in most cases, only Christians are going to be interested in listening to a Bible teaching radio broadcast. I am aware that when the Holy Spirit of God is working in the heart of an unconverted person, he may direct him to listen to this broadcast. We have several testimonies of people who were saved listening to the Beacon broadcast. So they were not Christians when they first tuned in. God was working in their heart, however, to give them an appetite which was not normal for them. It was a Holy Spirit-created desire that they didn't have before the Holy Spirit began to work in their hearts. So I assume that I'm talking to Christians most of the time when I'm teaching God's Word on the Beacon broadcast. And I'm assuming, therefore, that you already possess saving faith. All right, what comes next? Virtue, which is commitment. Commitment. You strengthen your commitment to Christ, that with a strong desire, a strong commitment, a decision that you are going to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. That with purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord, is the way it's put in Acts chapter 11. So, add that to your faith. A determination that by God's help and grace, you are going to be committed to following Jesus Christ wherever that takes you. No turning back. What next? Knowledge, God's Word. And as you study God's Word, you learn what God's will is for all of these areas that we're talking about. The Bible defines the proper and improper use of sexual desires, food desires, material desires, emotional feelings, and so forth. So you need to get that understanding. And then, self-control. That comes next. So by taking Peter's steps in proper sequence, you will be helped in developing self-control. What next? By forcibly putting down wrong desires. Now, we'd love to have them just taken from us effortlessly, but that doesn't usually happen that way. And the Bible doesn't encourage us to think that it will. Listen to these words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 4:22, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man, which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. He didn't say, pray that God will take it from you. He said, you put it off. That's your responsibility. That is your God-given capability. You can because God enables you to. You couldn't apart from that, of course. Or his words in Colossians 3:5, "Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry." Who's supposed to forcibly put down wrong desires? You are. You are. Now pray to God to help you, but don't waste your time praying for God to effortlessly take you from it. "Lord, just take this desire from me. Take this habit from me. Take this away from me." When God says, "I'm telling you to put it off." Remember Joshua and Achan, who jeopardized the whole nation of Israel by stealing some things from the city of Ai that he wasn't supposed to do. And before the nation knew who was responsible, they knew that something was wrong. God withdrew his blessing, and Joshua was praying about it. And God said to him, in essence, "Get up off your knees. This isn't the time to pray. This is the time to take care of business. Get busy and locate the perpetrator and deal with him. This is time for you to forcefully do something about this violation of my word." That's almost shocking. Get off your knees? Stop praying? I thought we should always get on our knees and pray. There's a time to pray, and there's a time to get busy. And when it comes to developing self-control, you develop it by forcefully putting down wrong desires. You must do that. By God's design, you must do that. So get busy and do it. And the opposite side of the coin is by replacing wrong desires with right ones. Colossians 3:9, "Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds," so you stop doing it, "and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him." Do you understand? Put off, put on. "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs," and so forth. Ephesians 4:24, "And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness." You get the point? Put off, put on. Put off things that ought not to be in your life, like a article of clothing, like a dirty shirt. Take it off. Take it off. Get it away from you. And put on a clean one. That's the idea. Do that with your desires that are wrong. Don't cater to them. Don't yield to them. Don't give in to them. Put them off. Wrestle them to the mat. Conquer them by the help and power of the Holy Spirit. And, very important, replace them with what is good. Get rid of this evil habit and replace it with a good one. Now, that applies to every area. For every weakness that you have, there is a strength that you can add that will help you combat that weakness. So do it by the help and grace of God. Until next week, good day. May God give you his eternal peace.